Now, this is one of my favorite parts. I'm sure some of you are smiling. What do you see on the screen? This is in Africa, we do what they do what they call Africa Cup of Nations, called the CAF. My friend is a Confederation of African Cup of Nations, or something like that, CAF. And this was Gabon 27, 2017, meaning that the country of Gabon hosted this African Cup of Nations, Africa Cup of Nations. It's a football match where all the nations meet together and they play matches and all of that. Now, on a particular day, God showed me the goal time. The time the first goal of Ghana, our national team called the Black Stars, there was a match between Ghana and DR Congo, Democratic Republic of Congo. And God spoke to me about the exact time the first goal will come. And God told me also how the match will end. So I want to teach you what I did to see the goal time and the score line between Ghana and DR Congo. I'll shock you. Are you ready? Oh my God. Look at this screen. If you can skip my screen, you can. So when I received the prophetic word, I went to Facebook and I just typed this. You know, I was just trying to be cautious. So if you see the word maybe, the maybe is just for, it's just one of the ways you prophesy. When you are prophesying, you add a lot of things which are not part. The maybe does not mean I'm not sure. But I was just, you know, it's on Facebook and people have their hearts attached to football. I don't want people to go and bet, use my prophecy to go and do sports betting, or and then they get money and that, and no, that is not what I want. I don't want people to also collapse and die because I prophesy something. No. So if you look at the Facebook post where my cursor is showing, this was the post. The Blasters will score a goal 27 minutes before full time. Black Stars will qualify. That is the message. So if you look at the down part of the shot, you see that the first goal, if you do, how many minutes do we have in the full time? 90 minutes. 90 minus 27 is how many minutes? Hey, are you not mathematicians? 90 minus 27 is how many minutes? 63. So, if you look at the match details, the first goal came at exactly 63rd minute. It was scored by Jordan Ayew. Jordan Ayew scored that goal. Then, 5 minutes after, the people equalized. Then, again, Ghana had a penalty, and Andre Ayew scored it. And Ghana, that match made Ghana qualify. So, you understand me? Now, so that is it. So I want to teach you what I did. So look at what I did. Look at what I did. 3 days before the match, the Lord showed me this revelation, and we were going to church. And I told my wife, "Baby, God has told me that the match Ghana is going to play in 3 days' time. Ghana, that was on Friday. Ghana will win the match, and the first goal will come on the 63rd minute." And my wife was like, "Oh, really?" No, she knows me. So when I was saying some of these things, she was like, it will happen. I know." Yeah, but for some people, they were doubting. Now, when the match was played on a Sunday afternoon. That Sunday, I told other people that, "Hey, the first goal will come on the 63rd minute." So I was watching the match myself. We were watching together. I will meet people and they were like, "Hey, you say Ghana, 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 Ghana will win the match." I was telling them, "Oh, don't worry, Ghana has won." Anybody I met on the way, I was telling them, "Oh, the first goal, it will come on exactly the 63rd minute. And Ghana will qualify, so don't worry." So when they started the match, you know, when I say 63rd minute, it means the goal will come in the second half. Are we together? So when we were playing the match, some of us, we have already finished watching the match. My God. We have already finished watching the match. That is the power of the prophetic. What is about to happen? God will speak to you about it. So when the match where they were playing, and it's like the opponent will play the ball, and it is almost They are almost about to score. I was not afraid. I was relaxed because I knew that the first goal of the match will not even happen in the first half. It will happen in the second half. And lo and behold, the first half came to an end. There was no goal. Now, when we enter the second half, 60 minutes, no goal. 61, 62, 63, and the goal came. Wow. Then, later on, the people equalized, and Ghana had a penalty, and we won. Now, what I want to shock you with is that, unfortunately, that time when I received this prophecy was a period in my life when I was very down spiritually. It was a period in my life I was so prayerless. I could not even pray. Spiritually, I was very weak. I'm telling you. So, unfortunately, what I did to see this prophecy, the answer is that I did nothing. I did nothing. I did nothing to see. So there was nothing I did on my own to see the score line between Ghana and Congo. I didn't do anything. I was spiritually weak. I could not pray. I would just be waking up and just, I could not pray even for 30 minutes. I was so weak in spirit. And I was just wondering what God would do with me. So God, in the midst of this weakness, in the midst of this prayerlessness, that God appeared to me and spoke to me about the goal line. So when the prophecy came to pass, I became very popular, especially in Ghana. I became very popular. People got to know about me. They were like, wow, we have a prophet. We have a prophet. Oh, the church has a good fit. They were saying all kinds of, but they don't know what I know. They don't know that I was very weak. So God told me something. This is what God said. God spoke to me and said, I just got to know that when God uses you to prophesy, don't think it is by your strength. Don't think that it is by your energy. God speaks to us not only because of what we do, but God speaks to us because of what Jesus did. So this is a quote in my book. When you buy my book, I have written that God does not speak to you necessarily because of what you do, but God speaks to us because of what Jesus did. I say it again. God does not speak to you because of what you do, but God speaks to you because of what Jesus did. That was the conclusion of the matter. So this is a quote I caught based on what I went through. That, oh, so it's not because of what you do, it's because of what Jesus Christ did. What Jesus Christ did on the cross has given us access to the throne room of God. So because of that, God can speak to you. So it doesn't matter your background. It doesn't matter what you have done in the past. It doesn't matter your education background. It doesn't matter your race, your color. If God wants to speak to you, he will do it. And it's not because of what you have done or the price you have paid. It is because of what the price Jesus paid on the cross of Calvary. And God also told me that I have shown you this revelation because if only you are ready to get closer to me, then I will even use you to do more things, bigger and greater things than these. So that is what gave me assurance. So please, when it comes to what I did to see the goal line between Ghana and DR Congo, the answer is I did nothing.